When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. And coming up this weekend is a very special event that will help you focus on your health. And joining us right now from the New Bedford Community Health Center, we have India Searles on the line. Let's bring her on here. Good morning, India. How are you? Oh, can you hear me? Oh, there we go. That'll work. Now we've got you. My fault. I didn't press the button.
Okay. Well, good morning to you, Tim.
How are you?
Good, good.
And, you know, before we get into this great event that's coming up this weekend, talk to us about the Community Health Center and what it offers to people here on the South Coast.
Well, we're located in downtown New Bedford at 874 Purchase Street, and we offer a wide variety of services from pediatrics to substance abuse, dental care, adult medicine, WIC. Pretty much almost all your needs can be coordinated through us or taken care of right here on our premises.
And what's great about the health center is that you're always keeping up to date with everything that's going on in the health world. So when there's, you know, new variants of COVID that are out there, when there's other things that are going around, you know, the New Bedford Community Health Center is always right on top of it and able to provide the latest information for people.
Yes, we do try to stay ahead of the game to try to help the community as much as possible. Care at the health center is not based on your financial ability to pay. We service everybody, whether you can pay or not.
And as part of that, as part of helping to keep New Bedford and the surrounding area healthy, you have this great event coming up on Saturday, the We Care Community Health Fair. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect from that?
Well, at the health fair, we will have several community partners, but we will be doing health screenings, health and wellness information, helping with insurance enrollment. We're going to offer some healthy snacks. We are offering a DJ for some fun. We're also going to have some raffle prizes. One of the big raffle gifts for the day is $500 gift card. But we are also doing a backpack drive at the same time. So we're encouraging parents to bring school-aged kids, K through 12, down and get a backpack and also learn some information about how they can help make their lives better by living healthy lives.
And when you mentioned that the health screenings are going to be taking place, what kind of screenings will be going on? What can people find out from these screenings?
Well, we will have some people with cancer screenings. We will offer substance abuse screenings and information. There'll be information from Women, Infant, and Children, which is the WIC program. So we're trying to look at the disparities in the community and try to give a little bit of information on a lot of things that affect our communities, like cholesterol and high blood pressure and diabetes, and hopefully get people aware so that they can get in front of these problems and get problems taken care of sooner versus later.
And a health fair is a great way to go and to get information and to find out about these things in a nice, you know, relaxed, fun environment. But some people might be a little bit concerned about going and talking about some of their health issues in this kind of an environment. But obviously people's, you know, private information will be protected. Even though you're at a health fair, you'll still be able to share this information. It's not like everybody's going to know, you know, what you're dealing with.
Correct. And mostly they'll be able to pick up the information so that they know who to contact, so they can do it in a private environment when they're more comfortable. We're not expecting anybody to be in an outdoor environment with a bunch of people discussing their social security numbers or things that are going on with them personally. We're here more to give the information so that you can follow up with these particular people if you have some concerns.
And you know, you mentioned a few of the issues that plague this area, but what are some of the other things that South Coast residents should be concerned about when it comes to their health, especially, you know, this time of year and heading into the fall?
You know, the normal, the COVID and flu and cough, those type of things still do exist, even though it is the summertime. So just being careful and watching for those types of diseases, and if you're feeling sick, to, you know, call your doctor or go to an urgent care.
And so again, this is happening on Saturday, August 10th, this coming Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's happening right at the health center, right?
It is. It's happening in our back parking lot, which the actual physical address is 399 Acushnet Avenue. So we'll be in the back parking lot, and we will have a DJ, so people will definitely hear where to come to. We will have balloons and signage. So just listen and look, and we will be there.
And I love the fact that you're having not only healthy snacks, but also an ice cream truck, so that you can indulge a little bit, but also, you know, keep it on the healthy side too, if that's what you want to do.
Exactly. Everything in moderation.
Absolutely. And besides, it's summertime. This is when you've got to treat yourself a little bit. You got to have ice cream now and then. And of course,
exactly.
Again, the important thing to mention too, the free backpacks with back to school supplies. You know, so we want to make sure people get there early so they can get those while the supplies last.
Exactly. We do have quite a few, but there is a great need out there. So the earlier, the better.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's happening this coming Saturday from 10 to 2 at the New Bedford Community Health Center, the We Care Community Health Fair. India, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing all this information with us.
And thank you for having me.
I hope that you have a great fair and stay healthy.
And thank you.
All right. And again, if anybody needs more information on that, we'll be providing it for you. It is, again, it's Saturday at the New Bedford Community Health Center, right at 399 Acushnet Avenue, downtown New Bedford, in their back parking lot from 10 to 2. So we will continue giving you all of that information and making sure that you can be as healthy as you can be. Also, if you did miss that, we'll have it in podcast form a little bit later on. But there's also a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app under the Town Square Sunday tab. So if you go to the Town Square Sunday tab, you'll be able to see all of the stories, all of the guests that Jim has had on there with the podcasts and all of the information. And there's a story up there with all the information about the We Care Community Health Fair. 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in and get involved in the discussion this morning. I started things off talking about the selection of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as the running mate of Kamala Harris. And, you know, I like this guy a lot. Everything that I've seen about him, everything that I've read about him, I like him. I think he brings a lot of energy. I think he brings a lot of kind of plain speak, everyday man. I mean, if it's one thing that people, even people who support Kamala Harris, will say, well, you know, she's one of these California elite liberals. And I think what you're getting with Tim Walz is the more folksy side of the ticket. So I heard John King reference on CNN last night. You know, obviously they were in Pennsylvania last night for their first rally together. And he was pointing out, you know, Kamala Harris appeals to the Philadelphia area Democrats, Philadelphia and the suburbs. The more, you know, the more cosmopolitan, I guess you could say. Whereas Tim Walz will appeal to, you know, the people out in Berks County, the people who are the farmers and the blue collar workers, because That's who he is. He was a farmer. He grew up on a farm in Nebraska. Joined the National Guard. He was a teacher and a football coach. 12 years in Congress. So I think he's somebody who balances out that ticket. And I think any one of the choices that Kamala Harris had in front of her would have been a good choice. But in my opinion, this one is the best one at this time, especially in this election. There was some analysis that suggested that the reason why she chose him over Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was because Shapiro met with her and was asking questions like, you know, what will my job be? What will my role be? What duties are you going to give me to do as vice president? And those are questions that the campaign might not really be able to answer right now. So whereas Walz came in and I guess in his meeting with her, it was more like, what can I do to help you? So it was more about like, what can I do to help the ticket rather than getting into the nuts and bolts of how this is all going to work. And another big part of it was, you know, Josh Shapiro has ambitions. Tim Walz does not want to be president. He will be president if that's what the situation calls for. He's ready to step up and do that. But he's not gunning for that job. So Kamala Harris doesn't have to look over her shoulder. So that's another part of it. And I think a big part of it, too, is, yes, Josh Shapiro could deliver a very key swing state for Kamala Harris. But he also can solidify that blue wall of the Midwest that was in danger of cracking. And still not going to hurt her with people in Pennsylvania. So there were a lot of reasons why Tim Walz got the edge. Certainly, despite what you are hearing people on the other side trying to put out there, anti-Semitism had nothing to do with it. The idea that Kamala Harris would not pick Josh Shapiro because he's Jewish, when she's married to a Jewish man, it's just ridiculous. Now, you could say, the strategist might have said, a Jewish candidate is not going to help, that America isn't ready to vote for a Jewish person, and that, unfortunately, may be true. I'd like to hope not in 2024. But look how long it took America to vote a Catholic president. So, yeah, it might not play as well. But also, I don't really think that had anything to do with it. I think it was a matter of you've got a younger guy in Shapiro who has a lot of time ahead of him to be the guy. And maybe needs a little bit more seasoning in that regard first. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
So good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
So I went back to, you know, to my brain. Why did, you know, I think we've had this conversation. Why did Joe Biden pick Kamala Harris?
Were you asking me?
Yeah. So this question out of, you know, 17 potential candidates. Remember, she was first out, never got a vote, never got an electoral vote. Didn't raise any money. She's out, but Joe Biden picked her.
Oh, why did he pick her to succeed
why
him?
Why did he pick her instead of somebody like an Elizabeth Warren, for example, with much more experience? So, and then I'll tell you why I think Harris picked
the
running mate she did.
Just to clarify, you mean why he picked her now that he decided not to run, not as his running mate originally?
No. Why do you think Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris? Why do you think 4 years ago he chose her?
When he chose her as a running mate, I think he felt she balanced out the ticket better.
Right. And her number one job was the border czar. And we talked about that. You gave her an incomplete, right? So people aren't necessarily picked because of anything other than, you know, just what votes they think they'll gather. I remember when Barack picked Joe Biden, he picked Joe Biden because Barack had no little to no international experience, no foreign policy relations, foreign policy experience. So he picked Joe because Joe was the one that had the foreign policy. And now we know Joe had quite a few, you know, side deals going on with, you know, some certain countries. But with that said, now you get Kamala Harris picking this gentleman. And I, you know, just been watching the soundbites, what's happened in his own state. It's amazing people actually voted for him in his particular state, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm trying to think, what could he potentially bring? And I don't think it's what he could potentially bring. It's what others potentially could have thought, like Shapiro, right? That would have been like, wait a minute, that could send the wrong message. So let's pick somebody that's as close to Kamala Harris as we possibly can, which is this gentleman. So I don't know. I think he's too similar to her. He doesn't balance, like you said, the ticket that Joe Biden when he picked Harris. So I don't know. I think this is a little bit of a sort of a win necessarily for the other side of the aisle, because he's so similar, there really isn't going to be a balance, right? He's a regular white guy, just, you know, sort of vanilla, and he's as liberal as she is. So I'm glad she picked him, because there's nothing there, right? It's two of the same people, where you might have been able to say Biden and Harris were definitely different, and they were, right? So I don't know. I think it bodes better for the Republicans with this pick. I don't know what you think.
Well, I mean, also, I think the idea of balance for a vice presidential candidate is a little bit overrated, because really, how much do they set policy? You know, they're just there as, you know, an advisor more than anything. And you will give them some duties to do, but they do that at the discretion of the president. So I don't know how much balance is really needed anyway. You know, that being said, you know, that's what people always look for. The other part, too, is when he was in Congress, before he was the governor of Minnesota, you know, Tim Walz was a pretty moderate guy from all accounts. And that a lot of these, you know, more liberal and progressive policies that he is given credit for in Minnesota, a lot of that came from the Minnesota legislature that he just signed off on. So I don't think that he's necessarily as radical as people are trying to portray him. And I certainly don't think that if he is, he's not going to be or even if he isn't, he's not going to be the person that changes Kamala Harris's, you know, platform on anything.
No, and that's my point. So you know, for anyone who's worried about him, I'm glad she picked him, because he's going to be, I think that's not going to go well, you know, in the general, because he's going to be the same. He's not going to be able to balance any ticket. He's not going to be able to say anything different than she is. And Vance is probably, you know, orating the same way that Trump is, right? So, which, you know, so they're on the same page. So to be on the same page, there's nothing bad with that. But, you know, the bump that Harris is getting right now, without really having to take any kind of questions from the press, and then keep in mind, the Democratic convention's coming up in another week or so, and they're going to get another bounce, right? So they got a bounce now, they're going to get another bounce, and then things will settle down. Mm-hmm. I hope there are multiple debates, because when Harris speaks is when she, like, left a couple of questions are asked to her, and there's plenty of sound bites from, you know, ABC, NBC, not even Fox. I don't even think she's interviewed with Fox. But with that said, I can't wait for her to actually speak off, you know, reporters and asking questions, although I don't think they'll be great questions. That's when she'll really fall. So, you know, for people that are out there worrying about this ticket, which, you know, you probably have to, once she starts to speak, I think that there's going to be some clear differences between the two tickets. That's my thoughts.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Okay.
And I will say, yeah, so just kind of going by what the caller was saying, it seems like both sides are really leaning more into the schism between the candidates than they are about trying to find a balance. It's more like, hey, this is, you're either for this or you're for what we're for. And it's not about really trying to find a middle ground with your running mate. Not this time around, for sure. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
What's going on with you?
Not much, man. You know, the identity politics has been growing for quite a few years now. You know, we have so many times we don't really go on policy, that we go on what's the best way for me to attract a certain demographic of electorate. You know, Donald Trump, when he selected Pence, that was to get the evangelical vote because he knew that he was a brash New Yorker with a you know, bad mouth, and he curses, and he's not really a Christian, da 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 da. So he grabs Mike Pence. Then now he has J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is more of the blue-collar Ohio type of a Republican versus the white-collar businessman Republican that Trump is. So it's another balance. With Harris's pick, what I find interesting is the previous caller said that he's a radical. If you look at GovTrack, when he was in Congress, he was like 1 degree of separation from Kevin McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy actually was on a podcast or some kind of interview, and he said, oh, yeah, you know, Waltz is a flaming liberal to the Bernie Sanders side. And I was like, let me check this out. And he was literally right in the middle. He was purple. He was literally purple on GovTrack. He was no more conservative or liberal than Kevin McCarthy by a couple degrees of separation.
Yeah, I think the difference you've seen now is they've got a more liberal legislature in Minnesota, and he's not standing in the way of what they're passing.
Right, you know, and one of the biggest reasons is probably because it's a veto-proof majority. You know, it's kind of like if you had a Republican governor in Massachusetts. You can not really do too much. I mean, you can line item veto a lot of things, but there's a lot of things you're going to, you know, get pushed through, even if you don't agree with it, because, you know, it's not worth the fight. You know, you got to get 2/3 to override a veto, and that's really easy when you have a supermajority in the legislatures. And that's probably what Minnesota has in regards to the very progressive wing, especially with like Dearborn, Michigan, and different stuff like that. You know, it's a lot of give and take. And, yeah, that's what he's facing against. But when people say that he's an absolute progressive liberal, he is not, absolutely not, when it comes to his record in Congress. He is literally just about in line with Kevin McCarthy.
I mean, look at all the photos of him posing with guns, you know? I mean, and the other part of it, too, is, you know, he even kind of got ahead of some of this already, and he said, oh, you know, what a monster I am, wanting to give free lunch to school kids. You know, a lot of these programs that he's put into place are things that I think most people would think, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we give free lunch to criminals because we force them to be in prison. We force kids to be in school. You would think that we would also give them free lunch, seeing that we're forcing them to, you know, be in school. You know, kind of common sense kind of stuff in regards to that. On the other note, I kind of want to touch base on real quick is some statistics that I was seeing from Housing Wire in regards to the housing market and how good or bad the economy is doing. The economy is doing exceptionally well when it comes to delinquencies on mortgages and foreclosures. We're actually at a lower rate of foreclosures, total number, than we were during Trump's administration. And then going back even further. And then delinquencies on credit cards. Yes, debt has exploded, but delinquencies are still at 3%, which is exceptionally lower than previous years. So when we look at the overall, and you have to look at trend lines of, you know, quarters in the past and years in the past, we're not in a bad situation, especially when it comes to mortgages and foreclosures in the job market. If the economy was really that bad, foreclosures would be skyrocketing, which it's not. It's actually, like I said, lower than when Trump was in office. Same thing with delinquencies and being late on your payments. Being late on your payments on housing is also lower than when Trump was in office. So I kind of, you know, shout hogwash on all that, to all those talking points. And I'm just here to kind of tamp that down, because if you really look at the data and not on your feelings, you look at it in a different light.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for the call.
All right, Tim.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Got to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we'll have the news with Phil. Hold on just one moment, Phil Devitt, before you bring the news to everybody, because I've got some big news to share with everybody. Lobster is back at Mimi's Kitchen in New Bedford, where they've got lobster rolls and lobster Benny. That's right, lobster eggs Benedict's. Such a great idea. If you love a great breakfast, try their sun-dried avocado toast or their steak tip and egg pastrami melt. For lunch, you can check out their weekly empanada specials. And as always, their crispy fish and chips are a Mimi staple and a huge favorite. Whatever you choose, breakfast and lunch will never be the same at Mimi's Kitchen on Nassau Street in New Bedford. You can find out more online at mimiskitchenNB.com. That's mimiskitchenNB.com. Now let's turn things over to Phil in the WBSM newsroom.
Tim Walz enters the national stage as Kamala Harris's VP pick. The EPA bans a pesticide that's been around for over 60 years. And Stranger Things heads to Broadway.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is going on the attack after being selected as Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. Walz was in Philadelphia last night for his first rally with the Democratic presidential nominee. He wasted little time in going after former President Trump, blaming him for sowing chaos and division.
Donald Trump sees the world a little differently than us. First of all, he doesn't know the first thing about service.
Walz also spoke of what he called a Minnesota golden rule, respecting neighbors and their personal choices, and otherwise minding your own business. Walz said he can't wait to debate Trump running mate J.D. Vance and repeated his criticism that Trump and Vance are both creepy and weird. The Trump campaign is attacking Walz. The campaign's press secretary called Walz a West Coast wannabe who is a, quote, dangerously liberal extremist. Walz is a former educator and congressman who served in the Army National Guard. Tropical Storm Debbie is on track to break rainfall records in Georgia and South Carolina after first roaring ashore Monday morning in Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. The storm is now blamed for at least six deaths, and it's still on the move, although at a very slow pace. It's forecast to gather more strength and make another landfall entry Thursday over South Carolina. A federal appeals court is upholding a Maryland ban on assault rifles. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled on Tuesday that the ban did not violate the Second Amendment's right to bear arms because semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 are military-style weapons designed for sustained combat operations that are, quote, ill-suited and disproportionate to the need for self-defense. Lawyers for one of the plaintiffs in the case, a gun rights group called the Firearms Policy Coalition, say they will seek a review from the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Environmental Protection Agency is banning a pesticide linked to irreversible damage to fetuses. Michael Kastner with the details.
The pesticide known as DCPA or Dacthal can cause low birth weights, decreased IQs, and impaired motor skills. It was first introduced in 1958 to control weeds and identified as a potential hazard in the 1990s. The EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention said in a statement Tuesday that DCPA is so dangerous that it needs to be removed from the market immediately. I'm Michael Kastner.
And Stranger Things will turn Broadway upside down next year. The spin-off play Stranger Things: The First Shadow will debut in the Great White Way in the spring. The play takes place in 1959 in Hawkins, Indiana, and features familiar characters from the hit Netflix series like Jim Hopper and Henry Creel. It debuted on London's West End last year and has smashed box office records there. Preview performances will begin in New York on March 28th, with opening night set for April 2nd.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Royals again last night, 6-5. One more visit with Kansas City tonight. First pitch at 8:10. And the U.S. women's soccer team will play for a gold medal at the Paris Olympics. They defeated Germany 1-0 in the semifinals of the women's soccer tournament Tuesday. Team USA will now battle Brazil for the gold medal on Saturday.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. We're dealing with a chance of rain and also some patchy fog out there. Temperature in the mid-60s, upper 60s by this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Overnight, the clouds will rain. Temperatures dip into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partial sunshine and temperature. ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
There's a Huey Lewis song that a lot of people don't even know about. Or maybe don't remember. That was Hit Me Like a Hammer from the Hard at Play album, which was, I think, 1991 that came out. Had that, had a couple days off, a couple other tracks. Anyway, I like to shine a light on songs that you might have forgotten about. And I also like to shine a light on solar power. Because if you are interested in going solar, you probably have a lot of questions about going solar. You've heard about all the different claims out there about how it's going to save you money. But then you've also heard some of the claims from people who are against solar power say, well, you know, it ruins your roof and all. What's true and what isn't? How do you know what to believe? Well, that's why you want to reach out to Isaacson Solar, because they're going to give you simple, honest, transparent, direct answers to all of your questions about going solar. They're not one of these companies that comes and knocks on your door, sells you solar panels. They're never going to knock on your door. That's not them. But they don't come in, knock on your door, sell you solar panels, and then move on to the next community. They are here to stay. They are here to be your partner in solar power. So if you want to find out if solar is a good fit for you and your home, reach out to them at isaacsonsolar.com. They'll come to your home. They'll take a look. They'll let you know if you're a good fit for solar. And if you aren't, no hard feelings. Everybody can move on. But if you are, they'll give you a free no obligation quote. So what are you waiting for? Get all of your questions answered about solar in a simple, honest, direct way with Isaacson Solar. isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N Solar. isaacsonsolar.com. Now, if you want to call me here, 508-996-0500, don't ask me if your home's a good fit for solar. I don't know. I haven't been to your house. And you know what? I'm not coming over either. I don't like going over people's houses. But we can talk here about the selection of Tim Walz as Kamala Harris's running mate. As the previous caller pointed out, he's not as liberal and progressive as he's being portrayed. I think that's an effect of the Minnesota legislature and the things that they put in place. So, for example, you know, people are calling him Tampon Tim because he signed the bill into law that put feminine hygiene products in both boys' and girls' bathrooms in schools. But the legislator who put that forth said, well, Republicans tried to put an amendment on that bill to say, well, if you're going to put this in there, we have to define what a female is. And they said, no, we don't want to do that. That's not our job as the legislature to define what a female is. And we feel like there are those who would identify, you know, they might be female at birth, but they identify as male and they use the male restroom because they're allowed to do that. And they may need the feminine hygiene products. So why should they not have them in that room? Because they are still biologically female. They need access to those products because, you know, they're children. They haven't, if they want to transition, they haven't done so yet. And also, what's the downside? What's the downside of having tampons and pads in the boys' room? That a 14-year-old boy shouldn't be exposed to such things? The earlier you can get them to understand what it's all about, the better. The less awkward it'll make it when that boy has a girlfriend or lives with a female. I grew up with three sisters, don't want my brother to get mad, three sisters and a mom. So it wasn't like it was something that I had no awareness of. I knew what they were. And if I had walked into a restroom and saw them, I wasn't like, you look, you know, I was mature about it because I knew about it. So I think, you know, not wanting to have them in a boys' room, there's no argument to be made that it does some kind of harm to do that. But that's just one of the policies that people are going after him for. as he said himself, you know, oh, I'm a monster. I wanted to give kids free lunch and free breakfast at school. Now, here in Massachusetts, you know, that's not something that we scoff at. But I guess in other parts of the country, it is something that is out of the norm. But as the previous caller said, we should be giving kids free lunch in school. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm good. I just came out of the store, and I was looking at stuff, and I was talking to one of the workers, and this lady came up behind me. She goes, are you Mary? She heard my voice. She goes, I hear you talking to Tim all the time. And I said, well, who are you? And she says, well, you wouldn't know my voice because I never call the show, but her name is Carmen. And I said, when I call Mr. Weisberg again, I'll give you a big shout out, Carmen. She was there with her daughter. So she listens every day. So sometimes people, they're not the calling type, but they do listen. She was a very, very nice lady.
That is true. Well, good morning, Carmen.
Yes, Carmen. She just left with her daughter. I heard you talking. I was going to mention guinea pigs, but now, no, I'm going to change that to we're talking about feminine products in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is this? In restaurants or schools? Or where?
In Minnesota, they had passed a law that allowed for them to place them in both boys' and girls' rooms in schools.
Okay, I don't understand that, though. I don't see why. I don't see why they have to be in the men's room.
Well, because as they pointed out, it was twofold. One was they said, you know, there are children, there are people that age who might be feminine, you know, female at birth, but who identify as male and use the male restroom because they're allowed to do that, and they might need those products. But I think the other part of it was because in order to try to get that through, the Republicans in the Minnesota legislature were trying to push for them to define gender and to define what a female is, and they didn't want to do that. They felt like that wasn't their place as lawmakers. So I think that this was more of a, we'll just put them in both, then we don't have to define it.
Well, I really don't see anything wrong with it. It's just, I mean, I'm old school. That's just nuts. It's nuts. What's next? Now you tell me what is next. I mean, a man can't have a baby, so you're not going to say that. Oh, we're going to have abortion clinics for men. I mean, something really nuts like that. Come on. Where does it end? Where does it end?
Yeah, but I don't think this is nuts. I don't think it's nuts to put the feminine products in the boys' room.
Why can't the person just go right into the ladies' room and get it? Why do we have to make special accommodations?
Because they might not feel comfortable going into the girls' room.
Well, I don't feel comfortable with that going on either. But, I mean, so be it. They made a law out of it? Is that what, not a law? They wouldn't call that a law. What is
no, they made, that's a law. They made a law in Minnesota about it.
Oh, it's a law to, okay, but what is the law? To have it in there or?
To be able to fund putting it in there.
Hmm. Well, I can't wait to see what's next. So what else were you talking about? Because I missed a lot today. The guinea pigs. Oh, you know what? I was thinking about that. Now, how do we know that the person that claims they found them wasn't a breeder who had all them and wanted to get rid of them, maybe didn't want them to die, but put them out there and then goes and calls and reports it? Like, how do we know? Isn't that possible? Another controversy, Mr. Weisberg.
I don't know. I'm sure that they know who it was that called it in, but I don't think somebody that wanted to get rid of them could have done so in a much easier way than dumping them off in the woods.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't want them to die. What would they do? You can't just
bring them to the shelter yourself. Shelter. Sure, you could.
You're gonna go to the shelter with all them.
The other
questions asked is drop them off. Are you allowed to do that?
The other part is they were all in poor health, so this person obviously wasn't taking good care of them.
Yeah, well, it's very sad because the animals have to suffer so much. Now that guy, did they ever catch him? The one that had all those dogs a week or two ago, there.
The one in New Bedford.
He
was arrested. Yeah.
Oh, they got him.
Mm-hmm. That's how they found the dogs. They went there and they arrested him on a drug investigation.
Did he have a story?
I don't think so.
What was his defense? Nothing?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. But what's your defense for that? How do you defend keeping a bunch of dogs locked up in a hot attic?
Yeah, that's why I was asking. Like, what could he possibly have said for this? Nothing. It's mean and cruel. That's what. Can you imagine how he'd probably be taking care of children if he has any?
Yeah,
some
I don't know.
We're not meant to have children. You know what I mean? I should have had 50 kids. I loved my kids. I enjoyed it. Of course, I'd probably be dead by now if I had 50.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound physically fun to go through that 50 times.
No, but it's nice to be a mother. You know, and my kids were very good. I never once got called to the school for any problem. Nothing at all. Nothing. They're both good grown-ups, and they raise their children the same. And they're all my grandchildren are good, and they're all went to college and all. They're all set.
And you never once thought about leaving them in the woods.
you know better to say that to me. Me?
I'm sure there was a few times where you might have threatened them. Like, if you kids don't behave, I'm going to go leave you out in the woods. I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
No, honest to goodness, you could talk to my children. And they'll
teasing.
I never had to raise a hand. Not once. I never had to spank them or anything. No, I really didn't. And that was kind of hard to do by myself. Their father wasn't there. So, I mean, there were reasons for that. But no, they were just, I would say, naturally good. I did what came natural to me as a mother, and they just acted like children. They went to school every day. They never missed a day of school.
As a parent of a similar child, I can appreciate that. I got to hold you there, though, Mary. I got to take a break here.
I know you're not there tomorrow, so see you next week.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you Friday.
Okay, have a good day.
You as well. All right, I got to take this break. Before I take this break, though, I want to let you know, because as I'm telling you about all these great meals that you can have, I've got to tell you about this great spot on Narragansett Bay in Bristol, Rhode Island, the Lobster Pot. It's right there on Narragansett Bay in Bristol, Rhode Island, and you have to go there and try some of their signature dishes, including swordfish, lobster, and scallop risotto. It's a great place for your next event. It's a great place to go and have a nice dinner on the water. I would recommend trying the lobster grilled cheese. It is my favorite thing on the menu at the Lobster Pot. Check them out. The Lobster Pot on Narragansett Bay in Bristol, Rhode Island. Check their website, lobsterpotri.com, for entertainment throughout the summer. We'll take a break and be right back. Welcome back in. The kitchen is heating up over at Frontera Grill in Fairhaven. I can smell it from here. With all new seasonal chef specials. Start with new season popcorn crab bites with Frontera's signature chipotle sauce or coconut shrimp. Both are light, flaky, and perfect for sharing. For dinner, you can dive into a fresh plate of tuna ceviche or the new tropical salad with your choice of salmon, shrimp, or tilapia. If you're looking for something cheesier, savory, and oh so delicious, the fajita quesadilla will do the job, or a spicy plate of chipotle chicken. Only $12 for lunch or $15 for dinner every Thursday. Come savor the flavors of creativity and innovation only at Frontera Grill in Fairhaven. It's the summertime fiesta you've been craving. And that's going to do it for me for today. I will be back with you on Friday. Paul Santos is in for me tomorrow. And, of course, we've got Chris McCarthy coming up with South Coast Now. The mayor coming in today, Chris?
Yes, sir.
So you'll have the mayor at 11 o'clock if you want to call in with your questions for him. But I will be back on Friday. I'll let you know all about how the Green Day concert is tonight.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.